And speaking of sex ed and awkward moments, our friend Deepak Singh sent us this audio postcard.
The other day I was walking around the University of Michigan campus and I stumbled on a store. I opened the door and found myself surrounded by vibrators and an array of condoms. A woman behind the counter greeted me and said, "Welcome to the Safe Sex Store. How can I help you?" I told her I was just looking. I felt awkward and uncomfortable. My mind started to wander off to a time when I was a teenager in India and how awkward it got watching TV with my family when a condom ad popped up. It was 1987 or 88. I was in 9th grade. My parents had recently bought a television, a black and white set encased in a wooden cabinet. We were excited. There was only one channel, and the programming only started after 6 p.m. My family would gather to watch TV. No one wanted to miss their TV time, because we knew we had to get whatever we could between the power cuts and bad reception. Television was such a novelty that we didn't even want to miss the commercials. But every time a commercial about condoms popped up, my family froze. My parents and my sister and I didn't know what to say. My 7-year-old brother would ask my father, "What's that, Papa?" We kept staring at the screen without uttering a word. No one smiled. No one fidgeted. We just waited for the ad to end. 30 seconds seemed like 3 hours. In the store, my reverie passed quickly, though, when I heard, "Let me know if you have any questions." The saleswoman smiled at me. To make conversation, I asked her what the store was about. She said the place welcomed all kinds of sex-related questions and that they help people engage in safe sex. I told her that as someone who grew up in India, I was struck by the absence of condom ads here. Sex is everywhere in American media and culture, and yet people don't seem to talk about birth control. In India, the condom ads are everywhere. You can always talk about contraception, but what you cannot talk about openly is sex. I said goodbye to the lady in the sex store and walked out thinking what it would be like to have a store like that in India, where people could walk in and out freely and talk about sexuality and seek help with no stigma and shame.
That's Deepak Singh from his perch in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And one quick note before we go. As Deepak could tell you, moving between countries often makes you rethink the things you take for granted. Yesterday on the show, I spoke to my BBC colleague Jaime Gonzalez about how he had to rethink race after coming to the U.S. from his native Spain. There, he's white. Here, he keeps being told his race is Hispanic. His story struck a chord with many of you. So tell us, has your identity changed over time or across borders? Leave us a comment at Facebook.com/PRI the world. We want to hear from you. I'm Carol Hills from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. Thanks for tuning in.